It is marvellous tunes like that which make Rossini the best-loved and most successful of all writers of comic opera. And of his comic operas, none is more famous or more frequently performed than The Barber of Seville. Rossini, master of comedy, Rossini, high priest of the age of bel canto, Rossini, the bon viveur, whose laziness and fondness for good food were legends in his lifetime, all these light and frivolous images come to mind when the name of Rossini is mentioned. The very fattening Tornado Rossini, a fillet steak with pâté de foie gras melted over it, is named after him. But the truth about Rossini was richer and more complex even than the legends. Rossini's life had more twists and turns, more paradoxes, than even the most convoluted of his comic opera plots. For a start, try this paradox. Rossini was born in 1792 and has just celebrated his 52nd birthday. How come? Because he was born in Pesaro on the Adriatic coast on February the 29th, leap year's day, 1792. How the old rogue would have relished the paradox that as his juniors reach their 150th anniversaries and more, he is on the edge of middle age. It's as if he never really grew old, and in a sense he didn't, because his music is as fresh and tuneful, as full of delights and brilliant comic invention as the day he wrote it. Paradox number two. Though he is best remembered as a composer of comic operas, like The Italian Girl in Algiers...